Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, and this is the Champion Mindset Series. I'm so honored. I have the sports doctor, Dr. Robert Wheel, here today. He's a sports podiatrist. He's treated premier athletes. He was inducted into the prestigious 2019 National Fitness Hall of Fame. He has his own radio show, and he and I are fortunate to have worked together in many different ways. Dr. Bob, thank you so much.
Hey, you know, after all these years, it's Weil, not Wheel. But other than that, we're allowed.
Weil. Thank you, Dr. Weil. Yes. You know what? I just think of you as Dr. Bob.
Growing up, it was always an if. You never knew, you know, whether it was going to be Weil or Wheel. But anyway, other than that, you got everything right. Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much. So I feel like this is the Champion Mindset Series. And I want to, what I'd love to do, because people might be, this might be the first time they've ever heard you and I, can you just give a little backstory as to who you are and what you've done in media? And then I've got a really exciting topic to discuss with you.
Okay. Well, I'm a sports podiatrist, role of the foot in sports. And I've been doing radio, believe it or not, like four decades.
Congratulations. You're a pioneer.
One of my subspecialties is the world of figure skating. The 2010 Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, grew up in the area where my office is. We put orthotics in his skates when he was 10. 12 years later, he was the best in the world. We're still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. Balance, stability, alignment is what sports podiatry is all about. My show has a real broad umbrella, Dr. Denise. It's not a sports show. And one of our big topics where we've had you featured is what I call the mind game. Whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their mom or dad, whether you're their coach, whether you're someone trying to stay with your exercise program, you know, it really is a mental challenge, a mental game. So I've been involved in that world. I've seen some of the best tennis players, John McEnroe and Tracy Austin, Jimmy Connors. This is a hot topic because the Serena Williams is still playing. It's so exciting at the U.S. Open. And I've been very, very lucky to be around some fantastic people in the world of sports medicine who had a high regard for the role of the foot, whether that athlete was a basketball player, whether they were a skier, whether they were a senior citizen. And we were talking about what's the best shoe for you. People could find out all about me. sportsdoctorradio.com.
Fantastic.
If you go to radio shows, they go back far enough, they'll probably find you on the show 3-4 times.
Yes. So first of all, I think it's so important to, I just want to pause and say thank you for all the love, time, and effort that you've put into bridging new ideas, old ideas, and sort of taking it next level. I consider you a pioneer. I consider you reverent. You're so fresh. You're so like showing up here and now. So I just want to thank you for your spirit.
You're very, very welcome. Again, it's been a pleasure to be with you. You know, you were one of the key contributors to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, talking about the whole mental value of exercise and youth sports and all of these things. So
here we go. Ready?
Exercise. Yeah, you and I had a great relationship.
Exercise is mind medicine. Youth athletics is mind medicine for life. I had the honor of contributing. I think, though, you know, you and I, the champion mindset, I want to thank you because I needed to be the mom I needed to be, the doctor I needed to be, and I know when to take the right pauses. And I was thinking today with when you look at the champion mindset and the mind game, I look at life as a series of moments, you know, as crisis, stabilization, and thrive moments. And you and I not only wanted to talk about the mind game here today, but we wanted to talk about intelligent rest. And maybe you can kind of
Bingo.
Give your perspective on that with the foot and also with athletes you've interviewed, then I can tag off of you.
Yes, reality is that in youth sports, in all sports, but youth sports especially, there's an epidemic in capital letters of overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. Whether it's, you know, my daughter's feet and ankles hurt unless she takes medicine every day, to, gee, you know, I've just been doing too much too soon, or gee, you know, my back's killing me, my knees are hurting me. And many times we see that part of the new medicine, Dr. Denise, and I consider the new medicine, number one, eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. And number three, pay attention to rest and recovery. It's a big problem whether the youth sports are doing too much, they're overscheduled, everybody's got pressure to play, even if they're hurt, or if we're dealing with somebody who just won't back off and a simple injury becomes a real problem because they would not back off. So the point of intelligent rest is being able to understand that injuries happen. Overuse is very, very common, whether it's the lower extremity. Think of the 13, 14-year-old young pitcher who's got constant elbow and shoulder problems because he's just doing too much throwing, too much pitching.
I want to actually, now that you're saying that, and I'm just listening to this in real time, out of respect for someone I know, I won't even say their sport or their gender, it's a professional athlete, an elite athlete, Olympic medalist athlete, that confided in me that their life was threatened when their doctor actually wrote a note saying that they couldn't play in a game because they had an injury and it happened to be in the lower extremities. I don't want to say too much because I just want to respect.
Really? That's an extreme.
This is important. I need to finish. So not only did they were like the star, but they were told not to play. They were getting death threats. This wasn't in the United States. It was out of the country. And that the person ended up winning a lawsuit against the team because that's like an extreme case, but it's kind of a really out there. Like, I just want to give a shout out not only to parents that are trying to keep their kids safe when they get injuries, whether it be, you know, concussions, whether it be a lower extremity, you know, an elbow, a shoulder. But I think that we need to also, I think sometimes depending on whether it's you're going into the playoffs or it's a champion game, that I want the athletes, the parents, and the coaches to remember to protect the individual for the longevity of their physical, mental, and spiritual life. I think a lot of times that does not happen, Dr. Bob.
Oh, it's true. And it's a big challenge. Everybody means well, but when the pressure to play, the pressure to be cut from the team, the pressure to be, it's one of the reasons I actually renamed years ago performance enhancing drugs. I mean, there's always been cheating, there always will be, but most of that stuff is performance surviving. It is taking medicine because you're hurting, because you're in a hurry to try to get back. And in many instances, we see this becomes a very, very big problem where there's so much pressure to play. And one of the chapters in my book is called Youth Sports and Over-the-Counter Drugs. We'll see a 14 or 15-year-old taking, you know, two Advil three times a day because her shins won't stop hurting with cross-country running. So there's no doubt about it. The more serious the sport or the athlete, the more pressure is on. And in so many instances where, again, a minor injury become very, very more involved. And, where parents might say, you know, what do you mean you're still hurting? You know, we've been to the doctor so many times, you know, suck it up. More pain, no gain. That kind of attitude is still very, very common. And this is why awareness and education for parents and coaches is key.
And also for not only children, children, adults, seniors, I want to broaden this conversation of intelligent rest. I just did a show. I'm going to launch our show either, you know, in the day or two, but the last show preceding this one was on health integrity. So as a society, we're all kind of rolling out of the pandemic, but the pandemic's still here. So not only with sports as injuries, I think we're also looking at what is intelligent rest with our own immune system, and also realizing that we're multidimensional, that people have different genetic predispositions, different ages, different like goals they have for 3 to 6 months from now. And if someone's in recovery, whether it be from someone seeing you and having a foot injury, or someone seeing me from a mental health, we have to have what I call the mindful pause, the intelligent rest. And I'm actually doing a really fun merchandise that will be coming out that's called Shh Yourself. So it's okay. I think sometimes I've heard, Dr. Bob, and I'd love for you to give examples because you've interviewed so many elite athletes, that oftentimes when you have an injury and you have to go into your own suffering, you have to do the work, go to your physical therapy, take time off school or work, sometimes you have the biggest aha moments. And I think that's where the intelligent rest comes into play.
It does, you know. Another one of the contributors, one of my longtime radio guests, Rob Andrews, is the mental training coach of some of the gold medalists women's gymnastics teams. And he specializes in dealing mentally with some of these injuries where someone's going to be off for months. They're wondering whether their career is over. These kinds of challenges, will the surgery work for me? All of these kinds of tremendous challenges are actually specialties now, you know, in your world, in the mental world. But, you know, we tell sport parents all the time, as well as great athletes, you got to listen to your body. And now, again, even the spiritual side of things where people understand, athletes understand, you know, 20 years ago, if you talk sports psychology, even to big time sports, they laughed at you. They thought it was voodoo. Today, there's not a serious athletic team or athlete who doesn't pay big attention to the mental side of things, learning how to reduce stress, learning how to relax and enhance recovery. But, you know, drugs are a big deal. One of my guests last week, she was a former global pharmaceutical PhD, and she talks a lot about what you just mentioned, the genetic side of individually looking at the use of drugs. She says 40-50% of prescription drugs, you know, have more side effects than we bargained for. So yeah. This is a multi, like you said, multifaceted concern when we're talking about including rest and recovery. Again, if you're a weekend warrior and you're hurting, then many times intelligent rest to you means back off, be a walker for a couple of weeks, give yourself a week or two off in order to recover. Don't try to push through discomfort. And it's still, we're still treading water in a lot of ways, Dr. Denise, in that particular challenge, which is getting people to take it seriously.
I'm listening to your words, and I like to travel back through history because we're living at a time where I call it the pulse of consciousness. Where is humanity at in media, what we're talking about? And I want to pay tribute to George Mumford, who is a mindfulness and performance expert. You know, he is someone who literally wrote The Mindful Athlete. I have a quote right here from Kobe Bryant about George. George helped me understand the art of mindfulness. And he worked, you know, you and I, by the way, shout out to all the Chi-Town people that are going to be listening. Dr. Bob practices in Naperville. I grew up in Schaumburg. But when I think about the Bulls and what Michael Jordan and George Mumford, and there was times when that was like in, you know, Tiger Woods getting ready to have his games and kind of going there beforehand, you have been interviewing athletes, and you've seen in the four decades of radio and media an evolution where it's not just talking about mindfulness. People are giving like the mindful hacks, which I want you and I to do in a minute, but can you comment on
Dr. Denise, medicine didn't know how to spell the word mindfulness 15, 20 years ago, let alone include it. You know, when I go back to the early 1980s, we saw John McEnroe in his wildest dreams. He didn't think of the kind of training he had to do. It was more tennis, more of the same type of activity. The famous Bob Guida, the late Bob Guida, my sports therapist associate for four decades, had to teach these tennis players, hey, you got to be a better athlete. You got to do strength training. So the evolution that you just mentioned on the physical side, you know, runners, we used to see runners years ago. I couldn't get runners to strength train, to do strength training. They wanted to do more running.
Right.
This was the mindset. Now, there's not a serious runner who doesn't include strength training, circuit training with what they're doing. And the same thing goes in your world, as we've talked about many times on the Sports Doctor with you as a guest, which was, you know, both the parents and or the children and the coach. And you being in the middle of all of them, and that's why I would always say good luck to you.
Well, so when I'm listening, I'm hearing, I like to travel above our conversation. That is being mindful when you actually are here in the moment of now and you're observing what feels right. And the words that come to mind are balance, integrity, self-integrity, and the word spiritual, I want to replace it with being intuitive, where you're actually learning how to listen to your physical, emotional, like what's next. I knew in the last couple of weeks, given the acuity of my practice, being a single mother. Also, I just did like my 102nd show of the year. The Denise, walk the walk. Take a little bit, you know, I actually cleared my schedule. You are the only person that I'm interviewing this week. And the reason why is because you and I have rescheduled a couple of times. I had to have integrity.
You use the magic word balance.
Balance, because wait, though, this is important. I am feeling well and happy to do this interview. And then I have a list, everyone, when you're actually practicing intelligent rest, you need to clear your schedule. You need to decide what workout you can do or cannot do. You also need to have gratitude for everything that's going right with your mind, body, and soul. And then actually just make your day manageable, because sometimes when someone has a huge injury or you're like, oh my goodness, I just moved this many shows, now I'm going to quote unquote be behind. No, you're not. You're exactly where you need to be, because if you're not healthy, mind, body, soul, you don't show up ready to go. And I think that the permission for balance, I think that's new. I think people are still having a hard time doing that.
Well, I'll tell you an interesting point. You know, my co-author with hashtag Hey Sports Parents, you know, Sharky's Artman.
Sharky's here in the cafe. We love you.
Yes. Hall of Fame, volleyballer, coach, and educator. I participated in one of her other books, and my chapter was called Life is a Balancing Act. And I was actually talking about, besides kidding aside, that everybody knows what that phrase means, I was talking about physical balance, about the importance of including balance exercise in whatever you do, whatever your sport is, whatever your activity is. But at the same time, you could talk about that mentally.
Yeah.
So long. And I like when you mentioned some of these other points of really trying to zoom in on the idea of being aware that you have to take some time for recovery, and that we all know how life is a balancing act, that's to say the least. But whether you're talking physically, again, it's one of the two essential exercises I talk about. I don't care what your sport is, what your son or daughter's sport is. We want them to do two things to be included. One, strengthen your feet and ankles, and two, work balance. If you're 85 years old and we want to help you prevent falling, work on balance. So that was a fun mixture of words when I was writing the chapter for Sharky in one of her other book, one of her many books. We were talking about that word, how it fits in very, very importantly physically. And then, you know, if we the idea that you could train and pay attention to these systems. You know, if someone says, Dr. Denise, how could I learn how to reduce stress, allow my body to rest and recover? You've got all sorts of ways that you could mix in, right?
Yeah. So I want to actually say, sometimes people are like, to me personally, how do you get it all done? And so what I want to say is, the more we have intelligent rest, or know our version of shushing, right? I find that time is timeless. This is going to sound super universe geek, but there's the Newtonian understanding of the universe and there's the quantum, and you can reach that quantum field. And when I think back to when the Chicago Bulls were winning championship after championship, they were in that zone of quantum congruency. And I think individually, Dr. Bob, I'm going to have you give some personal shares of how you do your intelligent rest. But I specifically usually spend more time in the pool. I have different journals too. I have different journals for different topics. So I have focused manifestation. And so on my intelligent rest days, I tune into myself and I might need to move patients to another day. I don't usually do that. That's very unlike, if I need to do that, that's because it's really necessary. But I give myself, I call it adaptive versus restrictive perfectionism. Oftentimes, high performance athletes or high achievers in the world, it's hard to actually change your schedule or change your routine.
Well, you've had these habits exactly for a long, long time. By the way, the Bulls were very lucky. They had Phil Jackson, who was one of the most metaphysical coaches in the history of sports. And he, you know, they looked at him like he was nuts. And then they really tuned in to a lot of what he was talking about. Of course, he was champion, one team after another in a lot of different ways. But I think the awareness of whether it's the young athletes, whether it's their parents, whether it's their coaches, understanding that, again, intelligent rest, you know, what is your history as an athlete Well, what is your history with you being the parents of your son or daughter?
Correct.
If they've had a history of lower extremity problems, you got to pay attention to that. You know, prevention is a major, major key. So communication between parents and kids, and the higher the pressure, the more sometimes we would see. Concussions were famous for athletes. When they would come to the sidelines, they would lie about it because they didn't want to be taken out of the game. So they wouldn't admit that maybe, you know, they couldn't see straight.
Correct.
In many instances. Or like you said, the crazy example of a death threat.
Yeah,
because that's wow compared to, again, the kind of pressure. You don't understand, Dr. Weil. If I don't play next week, I'm going to be cut from the team.
Yes.
Or, you know, and this, look at the nightmare of pain medicine, opioid medicines. So much of it was sports related, was overprescribed. We have a nightmare on our hands now, because we're not willing to include the awareness of you got to back off, you got to recover. And like you said, you're not going to lose your place and time in most instances. You just got to be, we need to be smarter and continue to pay attention to how this all fits in. You know, whether you're the coach or the parent or the athlete, themselves, and whether you want to try to learn how to, maybe you want to do meditation. You know, it's interesting. Great guest from Australia, Dr. Denise. It's a quickie story. 2 weeks ago, the rock singer, songwriter, Marilyn Blood, who toured for years in a horrendous accident, and her friends brought her tapes, Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, all these positive tapes. And she ended up combining affirmations and visualization with music.
Yeah.
And she's become famous for this, you know, different parts of the brain. So it's amazing with the awareness to include whatever works for you. You know, I've never seen anybody, I've never felt if you're doing exercises, you're swimming, you're walking, you're working out, hard to be pissed off. Hard to be aggravated. You know, usually the exercise itself is one of the greatest ways of reducing stress. And, you know, we got to get the word out there, don't you think?
Yeah, I think the word is out here. And I feel like just tagging off, you said so much, and maybe kind of in summary, with the intelligent rest, I think the word awareness is so important. I think people need to know when they wake up in the morning. I like to start with, I always say gratitude's my secret sauce, but if you're an athlete or you're doing your regular physical fitness, you need to almost do your own mental body check and see if there are any aches and pains. I think sometimes when we have so much stress and we don't slow down to have mindful awareness, that's when injuries are missed.
Of course, the pandemic has quadrupled. You know, it's amazing. Wherever the guest I have on the show is from, whatever their vocation or profession, they say the biggest challenge they've had is mental health. And, you know, in the Olympics, you had Simone Biles backed off and all of a sudden gave such tremendous attention. But the pandemic, I would imagine, has, you know, dramatically multiplied some of the concerns that you see.
Well, I actually just with the Health Integrity Show, I had another psychiatrist on the show. And, you know, the World Health Organization shows that there's a 25% increase in depression and anxiety across the board. Also, that the populations of women and children are the most affected because of the job force, and women usually, you know,
makes sense. Yes.
I know men that are doing incredible things for their household, but a lot of times the buck stops with the woman. So I agree, the pandemics is definitely amplified, but I also think people like Simone, the pandemic, I think we're actually having more gateway discussions about immune health. And I think as a society, even though the problems have heightened, I think that goes along with my crisis stabilization thrive discussion. When the society is suffering with the pandemic and we're seeing Simone do these things and athletes, it allows for conversations that have not been had to this level. And you, and I'm sure 40 years ago, if anyone left and didn't do their gymnastic sport, who knows if they'd ever be allowed back. You know what I'm saying? So we're living, we have come a long way. There's a long way to go on the topic of intelligent rest. Are there any wrap up points you want to give before we end this? Really, I'm really, really grateful for this time together.
Go get him, Serena Williams, you know, with the movie, with the movie King Richard. And I remember we saw those parents many, many years ago. Everybody said, you know, you don't know what you're doing and all of these other things. It's an incredible story. And here she is with a whole other side of excitement and the kind of pressures and the enjoyment of all of these activities. But again, we tell parents and coaches all the time, if you're dealing with injuries, you've got a history of problems, you want to pay attention. And that goes as much physically, you know, almost every lower extremity problem, Dr. Denise, if it's persistent, is foot related. It's my pearl for the day here.
Well, and also, before we go, can you let everyone know sort of what it's like when a young athlete, this is like intelligent kind of planning ahead and prevention, just what it's like to come to you for an appointment and what you look at and how you educate people?
You know, I got a superstar 9-year-old, Bella Rose, one of the top figure skaters in the country that we're very, very excited about, already double jumping and flying all over the place.
Wow.
And I think that the idea of getting involved with some of these wonderful families, the challenges that they face, we want to watch somebody walk. We want to watch somebody balance on one foot. We want to see what somebody's stability and flexibility is. And then we want to deal many times, you know, there's a chapter in my book, we're talking about the prodigy sports where kids are specializing so early. We want them to play lots of sports. 80% of the gold medal women's soccer team played multiple sports. So many times we're stuck in these expensive club traveling type teams that put a tremendous amount of pressure. But you definitely want to include podiatry when we're dealing with any type of sport. Are you in the best shoe, Dr. Denise?
How are those
shoulders of yours doing with all that swimming? It's another question.
They're doing fantastic, actually.
All right.
If I could just live in the pool and do my whole life in the pool.
I hear you. You don't weigh anything. You know, Muhammad Ali, when he was Cassius Clay 100 years ago, was on the front cover of one of the magazines, shadow boxing in the water. Talking about water resistance. So water resistance is great for senior arthritics. It's also great for young athletes. And I know it's something that you really
I'm addicted.
And we just want to make sure you don't overdo it. You know what I mean, doctor?
Thank you. Dr. Bob Weil. Where can everyone find you? Because I'm so grateful. And you're just, by the way, you are a role model for agelessness. You rock. Your energy, your inspiration, your intelligence. I just want to thank you again for...
Oh, you're so welcome again. You're one of the key people in my whole faculty of superstars in so many areas of sports medicine. If people go to sportsdoctorradio.com, they could see all sorts of pictures. If they go to radio shows, again, they go back years. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. We have thousands of followers. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter and LinkedIn at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. Lots of great information. And again, it's always a pleasure. I was very excited to get back in action when you and I would talk about let's trade our radio show. So we're always looking forward to it, Dr. Denise. My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Bob. Thank you, everyone.
See ya.